A new report aims to spark statewide discussion about potash mining in Utah and how it can coexist with a healthy environment. KUER's Judy Faes has the story.
Potash is a type of salt that's a key ingredient in fertilizer. Lots of water is needed to produce it. John Weisheit leads the Moab-based environmental group Living Rivers, and he thinks potash should be part of Utah's conversation about water. He says the U.S. Bureau of Land Management's master leasing program for the Moab area envisions more potash mining. So does Congressman Rob Bishop's Public Lands Initiative.
It doesn't matter how much potash we have underneath us. The issue is we don't have any water to exploit this.
Weisheit said one example is a potash proposal that would need three times more water than the city of Moab uses. Meanwhile, some forecasts suggest that the Colorado River could decline 30% in a few decades, just as people and farms need more water.
You have to realize what the end result of potassium salts are, and it's farming. Without fertilizer, we can't feed the world.
Living Rivers says the environment can be protected with careful zoning and best management practices. Weisheit's group also advises strong reclamation and financial assurances, so abandoned potash mines don't ruin the landscape.
It needs to be part of the dialogue. There's big, huge decisions happening right now in the state of Utah.
Those decisions include developing new water resources like the Bear River Project in northern Utah that's supported by one of the state's two potash producers. Last week, state lawmakers removed wording in legislation that would have required an economic and environmental review of all big water projects. Judy Faes, KUER News.